Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I am Eric Beckett, your agronomist from Sunrise FS. For this week's episode, I'd like to focus on soil testing. With these dry conditions we're facing and no end in sight to any relief from the dry conditions, I really want to caution growers as we think about soil testing for this fall. Some of the concerns around soil testing in dry conditions as it may be as simple as pulling soil test cores. When soils are extremely dry, such as they are, it's difficult to get good soil samples. Basically, what happens is that the soil actually compresses in the soil core, and then it makes it very difficult to extract it out of the ground without losing some of that. So we don't get good adequate representation a lot of times sampling in very dry conditions. And then not to mention that the soils typically are also very hard and dry. So you may not be able to get the probes into the ground to the proper depth also to give a good representation of our soils. Some other aspects to consider is that the dry conditions can have effect on the nutrient analysis when we're looking at our soil tests in the fall, especially when we're in very dry periods. One aspect would be our phosphorus test. Now, while phosphorus may not be as dramatically impacted as, say, of some of the other nutrients or other considerations, we can still see a 5 to 15% reduction in our soil test value. So our true soil test values may be slightly higher given the dry conditions skewing the results. And then also another really big one is potassium. Potassium may be the biggest one that we see the biggest differences in as far as extraction values and representation or of what fertilizer concentrations may be needed to make any changes to our fields. We may see things as much as 100 pounds off in some cases where soils are extremely dry. They could have that much of an effect. And then also pH. pH is also another one to take into consideration that pH values maybe slightly skewed. For instance, if your soils are teetering or around a 6.0 pH, but because of the dry conditions, it may not be uncommon to see a 5 or 5.5. And so in some cases, this may actually cause a requirement in lime that may be not needed or maybe not quite as much needed. And so with these lower values, there may be a ton to as much as 3,000 pounds in some soil tests with these dry conditions may be calling for. So it's important to understand what effects the dry conditions can have on soil test values. My simple recommendation is to wait till next spring to soil test. Now, I realize in some cases that lime may be needed this fall, and we may be waiting on that soil test value for lime recommendations. But really, to avoid these dry conditions, obviously, we're in a second fall of some very dry conditions. And so my consideration and my recommendation is to move soil test samples into the spring. If we think about our soil test values or what soils are like in the springtime, they're more fit to more normal growing conditions. So it gives us a better prediction on how our soils are going to perform and behave simply because they're more moist, or they're more like growing conditions as the crops will be growing in. If growers have got questions about what type of drought conditions are going to have on their soil test values, if we're planning to pull soil tests this fall, I encourage you to visit with your local Sunrise crop specialist, or growers or listeners can always reach me personally at 217-318-9100. This has been another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from Sunrise FS.